Now we talk about life in Gaza, and we're joined on the line by Jihad Abu Jazar, English language instructor at the University College of Applied Sciences. We welcome Jihad to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother and sister in South Africa. I am very happy to be with you on Ramadan Kareem, and I wish you a happy Eid.
Jazakum Allah khair for joining us. We appreciate your time. Now, you've written an article, The Luxurious Life in Gaza. Why did you call your article by that title, and what is the reasoning behind it?
Yeah, I have two reasons behind this. The first reason is to tell the world that in Gaza, anything makes us happy. And even the outside world, daily life activities are considered in Gaza a luxury that we can't go to hotels, go to chalets, but we just can go to cafes or hang out with each other, have a chat and such things. And the second thing is that to show how our spirit is high in Gaza. However, we have a very difficult life. We still have fun. We still enjoy our life.
Alhamdulillah, yes. So interesting perspective. Also, we pick up from the article that why don't you like a local shop? What does it remind you of?
Our local shop is a clear sign of the siege. It's almost empty, and the book where the salesperson record the debt is very full, and people can't afford things from the shop, so that's why the shop can't buy more things to sell to people. It's only a clear sign of the siege. However, we sit down in that shop and we have a chat, and we have usually interesting chat, and we have fun sometimes.
Alhamdulillah, yes. There is always the positive side. How is Ramadan by generator power? Is it frustrating, or are you now accustomed to it and getting used to it?
Of course, brother, the electricity or the power problem is the main problem in Gaza. It's mainly the electricity turns on only 8 hours a day, and most of the day it is off. And this makes life in Gaza very difficult to everyone. And even it is Ramadan now, and it is summer. So houses are very hot, and you know, how can people be in Ramadan? So I can describe how difficult it is. Usually people go outside when the electricity cuts off. And even outside, we don't find places to go. We don't have resorts or chalets or something like that. So we just go in the streets, and children play football in the streets, and people sit in shops as I'm doing with my neighbors, and anything to do but not staying home, because it is very hot, really.
Yes, now you spoke about the fact that you know, you go to cafes and all of that during when you have the free time and all of. What are some of the things that people talk about in Gaza, in the cafes? What are the general discussions?
Yeah, the main discussion that concerns Gazans is the siege and how it is difficult to live with all these obstacles and hardships. We usually talk about the electricity and when it's going to be solved, the electricity problem, and when it is going to be solved. We talk about the lack of money, of supplies like cement, like steel, We talk about unemployment. It is very high in Gaza. People usually talk about the economic concerns, but this is not the only thing concerns us, because we think of the other people of our nation. We usually talk about the countries around us, like the crisis in Egypt, the crisis in Yemen after the revolution, things that happens in Burma, in Turkey. All the Ummah's issues concern us, brother.
And then also we understand that there used to be a Hufaz program where many kids learned the Quran in a short space of time. Do you have any information about that? Does it still happen?
I think nowadays it is not that massive as it was 3 or 4 years ago. Nowadays Quran programs are run by associations like Darul Kitab, Darul Quran and Sunnah. They fund circles of memorizing Qurans in mosques, and where children memorize Quran. And that massive program of teaching Quran in short time is no more as it was before.
What positive message can you give to the listeners of Radio Islam that we can learn from the people of Gaza?
Before I'd like to talk about the program, I wrote the article for, it's called We Are Not Numbers, and it is a very promising project that tells the story of Gaza to people outside, just to let them share us our life. This program is mainly on the internet, on the website We Are Not Numbers. I invite everyone, our brothers and sisters in South Africa, to go to the website and support the project by reading the stories and by distributing the stories, because distributing such stories make people sympathize more with Gaza and with our issue, with Palestine in general, and makes them give more support to Gaza. And it is better than supporting people with food, when you support people's right to live, when you support our political, our humanitarian issue. And I think this is more important than supporting people with food, and because food generally ends by time, but this support raises. So I invite everyone to support our program and our project We Are Not Numbers. Just go to the website and see what you can do there. My message to the people in South Africa is that we thank you very much for everything you do to Gaza. And without you and without Allah's care, we wouldn't stand like this. And be sure that everything you do to Gaza is helping us to raise more and more, and to stand up more and more. And I'm telling you that don't worry about us. Our spirit is very high, and inshallah, one day, we are going to win this battle in Palestine, inshallah.
Yes, ameen. Inshallah, we say ameen to that dua at this end of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that victory come closer for one and all. We also concur with the sentiments that you're sharing, and we reciprocate the du'as that you made for us at the outset. May Allah bring the day of freedom very quick. May Allah accept all the ibadat of everyone in Gaza during the month of Ramadan and grant one and all a blessed Eid. Jad, jazakum Allah khair for chatting to us.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.